Miles away from the Cambodian capital of Phnom Penh stand towns unchanged for nearly half a century. Far away from the city lay the graves of millions. It is here, in the fields, in the killing fields, that the brutal history of the Cambodian nation becomes apparent. 40 years ago, Cambodia entered the most tumultuous period of its history. In a revolution ignited by the neighboring war in Vietnam and fueled by fears of Western domination, every aspect of the country was impacted. A century of Westernization was undone in less than a decade. After 4 years, 2 million people, nearly 25% of Cambodia's population, died from starvation, murder, disease, and forced labor in what would later be called the Cambodian Genocide. And all this was done by a man named Pol Pot, the man whose leadership led Cambodia to ruin.
Well, here's our humble crew. We got to the church excited, ready to go, and loaded our bags into the trailer. Brother Reza took us over to Dulles Airport and got everything out. Each guy brings all their clothes and their carry-on, and then we have two bags that we check in full of tools weighing 49 and a half pounds each. We checked in on our flight on Korean Air, and we headed on to security to start our long journey. We actually flew up and over the polar caps, and here's some interesting footage from that. Our first leg was about a 14-hour flight from Dulles Airport to Incheon, South Korea, where they happen to be doing the Winter Olympics. After a short layover there, we took another flight, about a 4-hour flight, over to the capital city of Cambodia, Phnom Penh. When we arrived at the airport, we were greeted by a sea of people, and thankfully there was our missionary, Brother Schrock, waiting for us to pick us up. We loaded our stuff into a bus and some vehicles that Brother Schrock had, and that evening we stayed the night there in Phnom Penh. The next morning, we had some time before our flight up to Siem Reap, and so we went to the Genocide Museum, and it was shocking. Almost immediately, we were shaken by the incredible darkness that this country had experienced. I thought to myself, how could any human being treat another human being in such a cruel fashion? And with such a disregard for life. But it began to make some sense to me when Brother Schrock explained that the religion there is a mixture of Buddhism and Hinduism, and there is an overwhelming belief that if somebody dies, they can just reincarnate and come back as something else in life. In fact, he was telling us about a little boy who died in their neighborhood, and the parents didn't even have a funeral for him, and they asked why they didn't have a funeral, and they said, well, he'll just come back as in some other form. And so the lie of Satan really has caused the people to not have a respect for life or for death, and of course they are absolutely deceived when it comes to their eternity. After a short in-country flight, we arrived in Siem Reap finally, and we loaded our bags into the church bus, which is actually a motorcycle with some benches on the back, and we arrived at the church site and began to set up our tools and to go ahead and survey the work that we need to get done that week. Here's a little clip where Brother Schrock gives us a tour of the building and shows us the work that's been done so far, and also explains to us the work that we're going to do this week and what it's going to be used for once it's finished.
So, this side here is the small gymnasium area.
Right.
And then, so this would be the open play area. And over here there's going to be rooms. There'll be a classroom, a kitchen, an apartment.
Okay.
And then back over there is a storage area.
Sure.
So.
Is that how high the roof's going to be?
No, we're going to run another about 9 feet over that.
So we began right away to get set up for the work. One of the things we had to do was get all the bricks that were down on the main level up to the second story so that we could start building our walls. So we formed a chain line and started to put the bricks into a bucket. And we had a rope and some buckets that we would hoist up. And guys up top would take the bricks out of the bucket and go stick them in a line where they would be used to build up walls. Meanwhile, another group of guys got the scaffolding all set up so they could begin eventually working on the roof and truss system. This is probably one of the most complicated jobs that we've ever had as far as engineering goes, figuring out how to build a roof system that high up in the air and with supports only in certain places so they could have a gymnasium and not have posts coming down in the middle of it. So here are guys, Brother Joe and Brother McCormick, pastor, sitting down trying to figure out how to do it and how to attach everything to the posts that were already there. As we worked, we tried to get even more efficient by making a pulley system, and it worked out great. We were able to start getting a lot of the bricks up and ready to go. On Sunday, we got ready for church, and folks started to arrive, and we had a great time of fellowship with them. It was wonderful to hear them sing. Here's a little clip of their singing. And then I had the privilege of preaching that morning, and Brother Schrock translated the message for me.
He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with God, not above.
After that, all the kids of the church got up and sang a beautiful special. And then the church did something that we've never had a church do on any one of these mission trips in all the years we've been going. They presented some gifts to us, and they presented a gift basket to each one of the groups of the men, and it had all sorts of special foods that they had fixed and fruits, and it was delicious, and what a blessing it was to fellowship with the people there after church. Sunday evening, as well as Wednesday night, Pastor had the privilege to preach, and Brother Schrock translated for him. Here's a clip of his preaching.
When you and I are dirty, we don't deserve much.
But I really don't think we're coming back. I think maybe a lot before you get there.
Basically, our construction work that week consisted of three things that we did on the church there. One was to build up the posts and to put in the truss system for the roof. And then we also laid brick for the walls, both exterior and interior. And then we also laid some tile in some of the classrooms that they had there. Well, in order to lay bricks, you've got to have mortar. And so the guys would mix it in the mixer, and they would stick it in the buckets, the same ones that we were using to bring the bricks up. And we used the pulley system to bring the mortar and concrete up so we could lay the bricks.
All right, here's Ken's going to give us a little explanation about how we lay brick.
All right, so here's what we do. We set this line at 10 centimeters above the brick beforehand. Then we put some concrete on the wall. Lay down some mortar here, you put the brick.
Butter it up,
put it there, set it so it's even with the line.
Mortar down there.
Don't forget to talk about the importance
of the chair.
And then the
important guy over here. You have to have a chair when you're down this low.
All right,
butter, throw the next brick on, pop it on there.
So anybody can do it.
Now the roof system, on the other hand, I am so glad that Pastor was there and Brother Joe Gambrell to be able to figure everything out. It was a little more complicated, and I know these guys are going to make it look easy in these videos, but it wasn't all that easy. I'm thankful for Robert Murphy, one of our four members, who came and did a ton of welding on all the roof metal that we had there, connecting to the posts as well as to the trusses. Did a great job. I'm thankful for the safety that the Lord gave us, not just in traveling there and back, but as we worked with heavy machinery and cutting different things, metal and whatnot, and also working about 40 feet above the ground as we were on a second story floor and working another 20 feet up from there. The Lord kept each one of us safe and didn't have any injuries. And it was hot and it was humid and we had to drink a lot of water. It wasn't Fiji hot necessarily, as Pastor would talk about, but it got close. One day I think it got around 107 degrees on Pastor's watch. And we were just thirsty, couldn't drink enough water, but I'm thankful for the Schrocks who took good care of us. Thankful for the meals that Mrs. Schrock and the ladies in the church prepared for us. Here's some pictures of some of the food that we ate. Okay, we didn't eat the tarantula snakes and scorpions, but we were able to find some American food over there and get a little taste of home as well. And if you've ever had authentic tropical fruit, you'll be ruined. You won't be able to eat anything here in America ever again the same way. And here's some more videos and photos of the progress that we made throughout the week as we worked. Things were going up. Things were getting accomplished with the Lord's help. I'm so thankful for each one of the guys that went on the trip. They sacrificed their time, their money, and their effort, and they did a tremendous job. Just a great spirit, great group of guys to work with. I want to say a special thank you to our foreman, Joe Gambrell. Did a great job leading us and helping us get the job done. So thankful that he was able to come with us. I'm also thankful that Pastor got to go with us. He hadn't been able to go on the last couple trips because he was home taking care of his wife. And we really have a special pastor. He is a talented man, has a lot of abilities. He's humble, and yet he has a lot of energy. I remember when we were in the airport coming back, all of us were laying there, whooped. And Pastor was literally skipping through the airport. And just God has given him great energy and great wisdom. So thankful to have him with us. And here's a picture from a distance of what we were able to get done that week. And Brother Schrock sent me a recent picture of the progress of the work. They've got the roof on it now. And the walls further up from the brick, they've got that closed in. It's looking great. And I got to tell you, the people are so thankful.
Hi, we want to send out a big thank you to Temple Baptist Church in Herndon, Virginia. Thank you, Pastor Pittman, Pastor Lawrence, and Brother Joe. All the men on the team did a great job of helping us to get through the first phase of our building project. We want to say that God has blessed it, and we thank you for your investment of your time, your talents, and your treasures for the work of the ministry here. And it's been a great blessing to us and to our people here.
The ladies here at Victory Baptist Church would like to give a big thank you to all the men, and Pastor Pittman as well. Every meal that was served, the men received with such graciousness, such kindness. They were always so thankful for what they received. And I'm also thankful for the time that the men spent with our children and for the fellowship that we had when they were here.
Amen.
Thank you, Temple Baptist.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
And we want to thank you for letting us go and represent you on this trip. And I trust that you'll consider and pray about maybe going with us the next time we get to go.